holding by Slach Lanu Avinu. So the reason why Slach Lanu Avinu comes after Hashivenu is because tshuva is through the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings slicha. Yoshua Hashem Yirachameu Velakinu Ki Yarbel Isloyach, which is Loshon of Yarbel Isloyach, is actually Chanun of Marbel Isloyach at the end. But slicha comes from tshuva. After a person does tshuva, then he gets the slicha. And the Medayik that the first letter in Slach Lanu is a Samach, which is 16. The last letter is a Ches, which is 8. 68 is Gematria of Chaim. Chaim, tshuva comes through Torah, which is Nimshal Chaim, but it also brings Chaim. It's much more than that. It's tshuva brings Chaim, tshuva brings to Emes of life. Now there's interesting, like every bracha, it has its uniqueness. First of all, it's the only other bracha that we mention Avinu, the Torah already points out. It's the only other bracha in addition to Hashivenu, Avinu is there, Zecha, Slach Lanu, Avinu. All the rest of the brachas we don't refer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as Avinu. Vos Epis? Rechenu Avinu is Lone Kech Over Fanach. Rechenu Avinu is Lone Kech. Maybe because there's a difference between Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav.
Although Malkeinu in Alkohol
is Baruch. Avinu and Malkeinu in one bracha. I think the Torah says, what? I think the Torah says Avinu. The Kitzer, the first thing that it says, we start with Slach, and then we go to Mechal. Avinu, and we go to Malkeinu. Chatanu, and we go to Pashanu. Slach lanu avinu ki chotanu, mechal lanu makenu ki fashanu. And then we say ki moichal b'selech ato. We should say ki selech u'moichal ato. Slach lanu mechal lanu. So we should go selech u'moichal. What happens when it goes moichal b'selech? So slach lanu avinu. The reason why we mention avinu is kirachim av albanim. We say we want to mention the rachmei av, says the Torah, because a father will be merachim on the child to give slichos. So we want to mention that rachmei av when we mevakish slichos. Now, why do we say chatanu? A chet is a shegi. So the Abu Jom says that klapi a father, even when a person does a mezid, a father loves his child so much that he looks even at the mezid as a shegi. In other words, it doesn't have such a chumrah. When it's a child that does it, it's kilo alcohol shom tchasa av. Something that has so much av, so then even if they mess up, right? The guy slams you on your back. You get livid. You turn around. It's a good friend. They give you a, and then all of a sudden you're right because it's your friend. So all of a sudden the big smash, which had it been anybody else, you would have taken the guy down. All of a sudden now is like it's a friendly pat. What happens when you realize it's a, when somebody has that much ava? So then even the chatoim turn into even the pshoim, even the mizadonos turn into shgogos. So we ask from Salach. Slicha, the difference between Slicha and Mechila is that Slicha is a total forgiveness, that there's no ration whatsoever. Mechila is like, the difference they say is like the difference between Hafara and Hatara Saneder. Hafara Saneder is Lamafreya. Hatara Saneder is Mikana Lahava. So Slach Lan Ravinu is the Kilu you're Oikir in Gansan, that there's no ration whatsoever. As opposed to Mechal, it's Kilu there's from now on, there's no Tviya anymore. But it could be that there's going to be still a tzurich for Yisurim Chas Chalila to get rid of it. This is a smach is Gilgul Mechilos, they say. Gilgul Mechilos. That there's still after the Mechilos, there's still an in that has to be in his Galgal. There's still that has to. So we ask from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Slach Lanu Avinu, and it's coming to our Father. Slach Lanu Avinu, totally forgive us, Kichotanu, because even our Zedernis Tafa you are like Shgogos. However, Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Kivashanu, however, if we're together, Im Kibanim Im Kavadim. If we're like children or we're like Avadim, why would it be like an Eved? So the Aris Dvash says, Kifashanu, a Pesha is something which is done, it's more of a mezid. A Pesha is something which is done more than one time. So we're together, if it doesn't happen, it's not just a one time thing. So we lose maybe our status, Chas Chalila, of a Ben. We ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a Melech, Mechalan Makinu Kifashanu, be Meichalas, even if we're going to have to, there shouldn't be the Tviya at least. There shouldn't be the Tviya on us, Kifashanu. The Abu Jom says that by a melech, even the shgogos really are looked at as mezidim. He says that melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. You can't do anything wrong connected to melech. So everything is looked at as kopashanu. Maybe klapi us, the way that we could be misyachas to it is, even if Chas V'Chalila were together in a certain aspect, we did averes many times, nasa leke heter, it's kifashanu. And we're not together the ben anymore, we're together the evit. Still we're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to forgive us. Now we start with Chet and then go to Pesha. Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu, Mechal Lanu Makinu. We start with chet, and then we go to pesha because chet is less than a pesha. So you're supposed to ask for chet before you ask for the bigger thing. However, when you say ki moichel v'saleich chotto, moichel is referring to the bigger thing, the pesha, and saleich is referring to the smaller thing, the chet. Why? It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu said the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're coming to be moichel then, so it should be in your eyes as their pshoim are like, their zedernis are like shgagris. So we're asking that ki moichel v'saleich, the pshoim, that's the mechila, should be like the saleach, the shkogais, and you should forgive us. Even the heavy ones, you should forgive us, like the lesser ones. And ki mechav saleach ato, you're the only one that can forgive us. Baruch ata Hashem, chanun, mais, at the end of the day, as the Mesil Sharm says, any tshuva is better than nes nigla. There's no makom for tshuva. Somebody was harei sheratach has adam. Right? It says, can you bring that the guy back to life? There's no way to do it. So how can a person be chayzer b'tshuva? It's matana from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a chanina. Chanina is a manas chinam. It's a chanina from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Marbel islayach, that not only when a person does avera, he slicha, we ask the slicha, which he totally gets rid of it. Marbel islayach. Even after year, people are doing the same avera, zachman latzan, chayzer b'tshuva. Again, if it would be a friend after the 15th time, he would say, die, ad kan. Rebbeinu Shalom never says that. Marbel islayach. And continuously, he gives us slicha mechila.